You're listening to the Texas Standard.
A lot of stereotypes about Texas, but the one about the reddest of the red states may be about to become less accurate if a longtime political observer is to be believed. Karen Tumulty is a veteran reporter, now political columnist for The Washington Post. In her latest column, she writes that Texas could turn a little bit bluer in 2018. Now, we've heard that sort of talk before, but she insists, and a lot of people are nodding their heads right now, there's a reason to believe this time things will be different. Karen joins us from Washington. Welcome back to The Standard.
Great to be here.
So why do you think Texas could turn a little bit more blue this year?
A couple of things. One, Democratic enthusiasm is, by every measure, just as high as we've seen it in a very, very long time. And President Trump is no more popular statewide in Texas than he is in the rest of the country. But I think there's something else going on here. It's the other side of the coin, which is that turnout in the Republican primaries in Texas is notoriously low. In fact, we've now seen the business community in Texas launch a campaign to just try to get people to vote in these primaries. And the Republican primary in so many places is the election. What happens in November is kind of a formality.
Right.
If you only have a tiny, highly motivated sliver of the electorate voting, what you end up getting are a lot of extreme candidates who may not be the exact right fit for a year like this one.
Sounds like what you're saying is that Texas Republicans who don't vote in these primaries might wind up in November with a choice that doesn't necessarily reflect where Texas Republicans actually are.
That's right. And so there is a race in the 21st district, which kind of begins in San Antonio.
Oh, that's Lamar Smith's seat,
yes.
Right?
There are 18 Republican candidates.
18.
Running. And I went to a candidate forum last week, and 12 of those candidates showed up. One, by the way, has since suspended his campaign, but he will be on the ballot. And I counted fewer than 30 people in the audience. So we have seen Governor Abbott is launching appeals saying conservatives ought to be really scared by what they're seeing in these early voting numbers. Even President Trump has been tweeting out endorsements pretty far down the Texas ballot. You don't really normally see a president of the United States, you know, caring about down ballot races.
Right, that's
in a Republican primary.
Absolutely. Karen, since putting out this piece in the Post, you've been getting a lot of blowback from people who might say, well, hey, look, every election cycle, someone's saying Texas is going to turn a little bit bluer, right? I mean, have you been getting a little bit of pushback?
Yeah, and you know what? The column is very careful not to say there's going to be the big blue wave. I am a Texan. I've covered enough of these things to know. What I am saying, and probably, you know, the statewide races, Texas has not elected a Democrat statewide since 1994. The statewide races are probably pretty safely Republican. But what I'm saying is that in this kind of environment, there are going to be some targets of opportunity for Democrats, potentially in maybe some of these eight congressional open seats that we are seeing this year.
As a Texan in Washington, how are these races perceived, if at all? I mean, do you think anybody on the national scene is looking at Texas right now or not so much?
All of a sudden, people do seem to be paying more attention. But you're also seeing some efforts by the National Democratic Party in some of these Democratic primaries to sort of put their finger on the scale a little bit for some of the candidates. I think what they are hoping is that the candidates who come out of the Democratic primaries, where we're seeing all this voting, are not necessarily going to represent the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren wing of the party. They are hoping for some pretty centrist candidates to show up on the ballot in November, because the calculation, at least, is that those are the ones who are going to have the best shot at pulling off some of these surprises. Now, they may be right, they may be wrong. I mean, the liberal side of the party is arguing, no, we need that enthusiasm for the liberal agenda.
Karen Tumulty is political columnist for The Washington Post. We'll have a link to her latest, texasstandard.org. Karen, thanks so much.
Great to be here. Thank you.